the US military is facing an uphill battle in Afghanistan.
Well, I think it is serious, and it is deteriorating, and I've said that over the last couple of years, that the Taliban insurgency has gotten better, more sophisticated. Their tactics, just in my recent visits out there and talking with our troops, certainly indicate that.
That's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, for a look at what the U.S. military is facing in Afghanistan. We turn now to Paul Hughes. He's the retired U.S. Army colonel and a senior program officer at the U.S. Institute of Peace. Good morning to you, Paul Hughes.
Good morning, Femi.
How much do you agree with Admiral Mullen's assessment of the conditions on the ground in Afghanistan?
I completely agree with his assessment. Things are serious and deteriorating, and they've been doing that since 2003 when we took our eye off the ball in Afghanistan and turned to Iraq. Things have been going downhill. The troops were not being properly resourced, and it became what the military refers to as an economy of force operation. You just hold it and just try to maintain the status quo. And so for essentially the last 6 years, we just haven't done a heck of a lot to improve things.
So looking at the partial election results today, the full election results in about a month's time, how will these actually affect the status quo?
I don't think they'll have a great deal of impact on the status quo of Afghanistan. It appears that the turnout was only between 30% and 40%, which tells me that quite a few people did not vote either because of voter apathy or because of the Taliban threat to them. And we have to also remember, voting in an election is not part of their political culture. It never has been. This, I think, is something that is more in tune with Western motivations. Western nations don't like to send their youth off to fight and die if it's not for democracy. And so this is a tangible demonstration that, yes, democracy is being put into place over in Afghanistan. But to most Afghanis, I don't think it makes a lot of difference.
But you're describing, Paul, that it's just a show for us naive Westerners over there who are dying.
I think that that's an apt way to put it. A lot of the West
Obama's war? That's how you would characterize Obama's war?
Yeah, but I don't think that it's a war that it can that the United States can walk away from and leave a vacuum. Remember what happened in 9/11. You know, after 94, we walked away from Afghanistan, let it become a vacuum, and a lot of bad things grew out of there, to include the attack on New York and Washington, D.C. We can't allow that to happen again. So something has to improve the status of governance in Afghanistan. And my point is, it's going to take a long time for the West to make that happen.
Retired U.S. Army Colonel Paul Hughes, you're the Senior Program Officer at the U.S. Institute of Peace. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.